This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good evening, everybody. I want to learn through a shtickle on some of the Sukkah Sinyanim. There's a pre-tzaddik that I think was sent around and wanted to see the first shtickle in the pre-tzaddik. Chagas Sukkos. Chagas it's called Zman Simchaseinu. Now, B'derech Klal, the concept of the Simcha is divorced from any Shaykhis to the Akibrig and Yanim. It's Chaga Osif. And there's a general sense because we want to scupper. So being without a virus is a good thing, and therefore a person's B'Simcha. But doesn't seem to be that there's any special knach in the inyan of the simcha that is that is a result of the Yom Kippur, of some sort of further enhancement of the tshuva, let's call it. And he's going to be masbir an inyan where he's going to be masbir that this is a certain inyan noisef in the struggle with Ra that's moilat simcha. Okay, the chsiv, it says, Besukkos teyishvu, leman yedu derasel kvesukkos ha-shavtos me-Yisrael. So, the pasuk says the reason is to remember that Besukkos ha-shavtos me-Yisrael. Now, the hikshu lomalo also zeicha leman v'laberak lana yakovit. So, the question that's asked is, lemaisi, there were many nisim. Sukkahs were nice, but it's hard to say that it's an extravagant nace. The mon and the bear are definitely as strong, if not in some way stronger nisim. Achbemesir didactics, it says, im tam sukkah zeichel anai kovit. If leman yedu simply means you should remember, bear in mind the testimony. The Nisim Mitzrayim are all contained under the rubric of Zechira. A nes happened, doesn't happen all the time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember it so that we know it. The fact that it says Leman Yedu, Hainu Shei Konis Hadas Belev L'Doiris, it means that there's an enhanced madriga. It's not simply commemorating an event that happened and to keep it historically alive so that it's a chizik nemuna. There's something here that is very, very specific in terms of yediyah. Yediyah is a type of inyan that's something that becomes very much part of you. Sukkah is miyuchid in the fact that it's das is what needs to be. So he is going to explain a little bit about two different stages in the struggle with Ra, and then he'll get to the point. V'hainu. So it says, stage one was Yaakov was petrified of Esav. He was very scared that Esav might win for whatever reason. He has some schusim and so on. Then it says, V'achakach v'tuchal. It says v'tuchal. He was victorious. So at this point, the fight should be over. But it's not over yet. It says, V'imkol ze noga bekaf yurechoy sh'oyle oitayna. That there was still, even after winning over him, he still could come back for a punch and get it. So on a physical level, it's like the muscle, you vanquish somebody and then they still explode a bomb or something. In other words, they're able to do some damage. Then it says, now, so what he's saying is, when we look at the events of Yaakov Sognesav, now he's coming off a Zohar Kodesh, I'll mention it a bit. The Zohar Kodesh says that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is a fight between Esav and Yaakov. In other words, the Toiv and the Ra that we're talking about over here is a struggle, is a deeper struggle of it's a struggle between the Koyach of Ra, not just as a personal kitrug, but as Ra wanting to prove itself better than Toiv. That's what it is. So over here also, the Yaakov and Esav are fighting, and the Zohar Kodesh compares the entire Shnei Kippur to Esav coming and trying to be mekatrig on Yaakov, and Yaakov pushing back, and finally Sukkot being the most victorious, and so on. So if we take a look, we identify three stages. First of all, Yaakov is scared he might lose. Second stage, he wins over Esav, but he's still vulnerable to some damage from Esav. And then when it says Ve'esav olach ledarkoi, there the pshat is Esav is gone. It's a stage where it's not only he's stronger than Esav, Esav has ceased to be an issue. That's really what the psukim. Those are the three stages. So he says Oz Ksiv, about that third stage. It says V'Yakov Nasa Sukoisa V'Yivnei Boyis. Sheyagri Hashal Nishlam Be'Emes Mikoil VeKoil V'Nish Aktusha Etsa Kibayis Shenema Titin Emes LeYakov Tzvas Emes Tekanad. So V'Yakov Nasa Sukoisa V'Yivnei Boyis means just like a person who is in the field and he's fighting with all sorts of robbers, whatever, even if he's stronger, he's still vulnerable. There's still in tomorrow's fight, he may not lose, but he's still it's still possible for him to go under, not to go under, I'm sorry, but to sort of lose something, to get injured. Once he establishes a home, a house, there's something about that protects a person, and it's a sort of a kvius. It's hainu hach. You're a kavua because you have a bias, and the bias protects you. Those are the elements of the v'yakov nasa sukois, really bias. So nishak tush has to be kvius kvius. So whatever Yaakov stood for, whatever toiv he stood for, personally, it means that no longer was he in transition. He had acquired these madrigas. It's not 100% true his madrigas would stay with him and so on. It means that this became an established entity. It's just like Vayivale Batim. It says Bate Kahuna, Bate Leviya, Bate Malchus. Things that are established and have permanence are referred to as a bias. So Yaakov now had a bias, and that remained forever. He brings other psukim, says Tidam Yaakov says Emes Tekel Ad, that the very midah of Yaakov of Emes that Kadosh Baruch said is his midah, is a midah of permanence, because it says Fasemes Tekel Ad. So Yaakov Avinu, after the struggle with Esav, post struggle of Esav, made himself a bias, and that's what Yaakov is. Then it says in the other half, but it says ulmikneu asasukais. Hainu, what does that mean? Libanov ulazarish nekut sanktoishim. It's referring to in the ruchnistic sense that we're talking about. These are called the banov zarak sanktoishim. K'moishem etzina be medrash. Sheli Yaakovin olvashalom shishim ribu adorim. Mispashish Ribu Hain Mispashosh and Fash Israel Shim Chuva Kenegdom. So it's brought down in Medrash that the sheep were Shishmibu, like the Shoshin and Fash Israel. Let's understand a little bit what that means. What it means is the word mikneu, the word kinyan, means that there are things that are not mine, but there are things that are not me, but they're mine, and thereby they receive many of the halachas that I endow them with. For instance, a kinya kaspe of a kayan, an evit of a kayan, can eat truma. See, I have a kanaini who's not a yid at all. Well, he has mrs. Agisha, but he certainly has no chashivas haratzmai. And because he's kinyan kaspoy of the kohen, he eats truma. Same thing's true about a behema. She can eat kashir truma. Being a kinyan means that you're not him, but you belong to him. And the belonging to him gives you the same dinim as he has. It says in Chazal, Eved Melech Melech, you know, belonging to a Melech makes you Melechtik. That's the nature of these types of kinyan. So a kinyan is something that an animal that belongs to Jews now is then of Shvisa Shabbos, Shvisa Behemta, and so on. So Klal Yisrael's relationship to Yaakov personally was a gather of kinyan. It means that Yaakov could extend himself and some of his dargis to over his kinyanim as well. So Yaakov Avinu's own personal tzara toiv became fixed permanently after this Muhammad of Esav, and he was no longer vulnerable at all to Esav. He was living in a bias. All the mikneu, but those elements that in Yaakov's in the tzur of Yaakov represent mikneu, they're extensions, but they're not him. So that he made sukkos. Mishal nikra mikneu osa sukkos shall kolpan imisku lahagona betzilim memnusa v'hainu memnusa shleimusa. So the vaina gona meitzahara kuma shenema sukkati otzal yoimam and so on. So let's talk about this. Let's discuss this. The tzel of the memnusa is the way the Zohar Kodesh speaks about a sukkah, that it's the shadow of ne'emanus, of emuna. So let's just focus a little bit on the second part, on the what's called the shadow of it. When a person is in a house, he's in a house. And the house affords protection. When a person is in the tzel of something, a tzel offers some protection also. The fact that the house casts a shadow means that if you sit in the shadow of the house, the sun doesn't hit you. If you're in the house, the sun can't hit you. If you're sitting in the shadow of the house, the shadow extends itself and takes you around also. So there's a darga that's called Tzila de Memnusa. It's a shadow of Emuna, and that offers protection also. So even things that are not the binyan itself, but as long as they're in the shadow of the binyan, they have that mitzias. So Yaakov Avinu was able to extend, quote unquote, the shadow of his mitzias to them. A tzel offers the minimal amount of protection, That's what a sukkah is about. Sukkah does not offer protection from rain and so on. It offers protection from sun. So the sun is the most common element that you need to keep out of the house. Everywhere, all the time, there's sun, and that's what you need, a roof and walls. Rain is sometimes you need it, cold sometimes, and therefore, if you ask ourselves, what is it in a binyan? What's the most central, or the primary, is a better word for it, what's the primary protection by his office? The answer will be from Yom HaShemesh Le'akeka. That's what you would say. So Yaakov Avinu's darga is able to extend itself so that Klal Yisrael at least has the protection of the tzeil. V'chem Yom HaKippurim. I'm sorry. V'lo b'tzeil is a big zalosh nesaya. V'hayin agor mitzorak m'ashem v'sukat yatzel yoimom. V'is azorak says v'lo b'tzeil sukas hedyet. The agin al gufa mishimsha. It's not like the shadow of a regular, of a physical sukkah that protects a person's guf. A letzel agor m'ashmasa, it's a shadow that protects the neshama. So that is another point. Now, the points sort of line up. So we spoke about Yaakov and Esau, and we spoke about Yaakov at the end of his struggles. He was able to be in a situation where Esau just is gone. He's no longer part of his life. And let's just flesh it out a drop so that we catch a sense of it. If I'm in an open field with somebody, we have some level of engagement. Even if we don't talk to each other, just the fact that we're in our line of sight means something. If a person ducks into a house, leaves the battlefield, then he no longer has the kesha. When Esav left, he's gone. Esav is no longer a factor in Yaakov's life on a personal level. So, Klal Yisrael, V'chein Yom Kippur, the Issa says, V'yishib Yom Kippurim, V'anim Kol HaChatoim, V'chsi V'nosa HaSor Es Kol Avonoisam, V'nidrash HaSor Es Esav, Avonoisam Avonos Tam. So, Yom Kippur is a day when Be'etzim V'menatzeach of Esav. The same sense of us grabbing the brachos from Esav, Yaakov grabbed it from Esav, is sort of reenacted every year since Esav is the Mekatrig, and he's coming to Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael keeps it, is able to overcome him, and that's what happens with Yom Kippur. But what about after Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is gone. So, now you need a sukkah to protect the neshama. The same way like when Yaakov won over Esav, he might have won, but Esav is still part of his life. So too over here also. Even though we did tshuva, we overcame and so on, the kitrugim and everything, but to say that it became a permanent metzias is premature. Because it's all it is a one-day thing, and it doesn't mean that the person can't be affected by this, that, or the other. Okay. So you need a sukkah to protect the neshama. So I need to have a protection because I won over Esav yesterday. And that's true. But today, Esav comes much stronger. The fact that the yates of a person is misgaber, all of choyoyim, or mischadish of choyoyim, means that it's very, very hard to keep fighting the yetzer when, I won it today, what about tomorrow? So this inyan of sukkah, that it's megan on the person, that's something that is, it's mega specific for this, that Yom Kippur, we were toiv, and now there needs to be an hugger of a shmira on the toiv that it not be affected by the ra, to create some sort of defense wall, some wall defending. That's the union of sukkah and yekippah for every person in a normal situation. So basically, he's drawing a comparison between the inyan of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the inyan of Yaakov and the struggle and eventually parting ways with Esav and Esav stop being a factor in his life. And something similar happens here also. So we are in a position now after after Yom Kippur, where basically the Sahara is held into some sort of rain, and a person has some protection from it. The Isa. So now he's going to fear ois the point about the Simcha. The Isa tzadikim la'ira dechsev oizur la tzadik. Oli yesharim Simcha, dechsev yishleib Simcha. So it says this tzaddik and this yesharim. And the Gemara says this some of it by one, not by the other. A tzaddik, orzur la tzaddik. So that seems to be in the phrasing of the pasuk to be going milakala chomer, that a yosher is much greater than a tzaddik. So a tzaddik has orzurua, a yosher has a simcha. Nechsir yishalev simcha. The tzaddik nikra gibor hakeres as yitzor v'tzorich or lehoyloi siyata lizgabe v'adayin yesh ha'ezik v'chom ha'ved v'simcha. So now Reb Tzaddik is going to explain the difference between tzaddik and yeshar. A tzaddik means someone that is still involved with the struggle of ra, but he's able to overcome his Yitzhara, which in this world is something that is necessary. This is how this world works. People are, people have Yitzharas, and as long as Yitzhara is functioning, if we win it and so on, we're a tzaddik. But a tzaddik is like Yaakov in that second phase when he won. But he's not sure about tomorrow. Maybe Esau will get wiser and he'll use a new tactic. Maybe he's going to call his buddies. Maybe he's going to get his bombs. Or who knows what. The tzaddik nikra or giba karsi v'tzor or lohor lo siyata l'skaba. But there's Esau mucham v'enim b'simcha. So the one thing he can't be is b'simcha. So if I win a victory over my enemy, but I'm still scared of him, and I still don't have a normal life, I can't call that a situation of being besimcha. There's no simcha in that. Ule yishu leiv shezoich le yashe haleiv lehoirik ara mileiv k'sil gamkein zeo besimcha. So when a person's maila is yishu leiv, then he's besimcha because there are no chances of straying off. Let's reflect on that. Yishalev means that the person's heart is tuned to go and do what the Rosh Hashanah wants from him. That's what his heart feels. That's what his heart wants. That's a yishalev. So everything gets used for that purpose. The person is not struggling with Ra, he's on top of it, as opposed to a tzaddik. So a tzaddik is somebody who's struggling with Ra, and therefore struggling with Ra is not moedet simcha. So it's sort of struggle with yourself in some sense. It's not easy, but you know the Akadosh Baruch Hu gives him an oyer that he can be masliach. Well, the Yishulev Simcha means anyone whose darga is that darga, then he's besimcha. Anything that's Yishulev means my heart wants to do what's right. My heart naturally wants A, B, C, and D. So there are many reasons why it's besimcha. One reason is, like, he wants to use it sort of, one reason is that the heart's besimcha with it is because what he's doing is natural to him. The person's heart wants to do what's right, and therefore the mitzvahs and keeping away from avarice fit very naturally well with him. Anything that fits naturally, we call is besimcha, because it flows well. The Yishra Lev is besimcha. His heart is fine tuned, and resonates with Ruchnis. Then of course it'll be besimcha. Another reason is because he's assured that he's not going to do wrong. In other words, if I'm walking along and I know that every store that I pass in the street, every food store, pulls me in and I have to push against it, that I keep in kosher, and Chas V'Shalom, I won't go to eat there. So I could be matzliach and I'd get a lot of admiration for being such a wonderful tzaddik, but I would always be in trepidation. I might slip up. I have a natural tzahara for this, this, and this. And who knows? I might have a strong slip up. That's the normal fear that a person has. Once the person is a yoshalev, he's not scared of tripping up. His heart naturally flows with it. So let's describe, let's talk a little about this. He redefines Das a little bit. And he says Das is the Midah of Yaakov. The Leman Yedu is in order that Klal Yisrael receive Das. Das means that the concrete reality of Tov and Ra sit with you as such. You look at the mitzvahs and the averis for what they are, destructive and versus positive and so on. And that's what I really, that's how I react to it. When a person is a yashalev, just like the marshal, you have somebody who is a natural athlete and he instinctively knows where to hit the ball and how to hit it, even without telling him. A yasher is somebody whose rutzen and das is set up to be, in the same wavelength as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Torah. And b'meila, the person, in a certain sense, is assured that he's not going to go into Avera because his metzias resonates with Torah. So the mid of Yaakov is das. So Das is that midah, and Klal Yisrael Klal Yisrael by extension of Yaakov is zechet that midah. So Das, as opposed to other expressions, I know it's wrong, and I attend to it, and I do it, and so on and so forth. But I don't live it, because I don't have the sense of it as a metzias. That sense is called das. And the das is the real hagan of Yitzhar, Lamashal. If I see something that's also to eat, so it's a struggle with myself, because I would like to eat it, but I'm not allowed to eat it. Let's say let's say my mitzvah is that I understand what the isurim are. I live those isurim, and to me, it's something that is not it's not wrong to me, because it would be good but I ought not do it. It be'etzem is mufka for me. I understand that I'm a shaykh to it. That's the darga that we're talking about over here. So the Yaakovino Zeichem Yidas, which means that all of his Yiddishkeit, all of his keshet, his understanding, his awareness, everything became mechubir b'Hashem. B'Hashem was a metzias, in other words, in these yanim. So a mitzvah was as real as something else. The reason why we struggle, we're here 101 cheshbonos and you know madach, 1 minute of Torah and 5 minutes of Torah and this and that. Those cheshbonos are wonderful and they're beautiful, but if a person is not holding there, they just okay, yeah, I guess it would be better to do this or that. But a person doesn't deherit. A person wants to deherit, be different. And now this is the reason why it's called Zan Chaseinu. Obrei Mehemna. Obrei Mehemna is part of Zer. Kemoda kutshabrichu notul on Yisrael b'hani yoymen b'chari b'hoin. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Chal Yisrael these days and is sameach with us. We have, Oifhachi Yisrael notul kutshabrichu l'chulkein b'chadoim b'hoin. Chal Yisrael takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is sameach with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Chal Yisrael and is sameach with them. So two classes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shashem Yisrael sameach Yisrael de midas ha'yira, shezeh etar sabriya, v'shom lebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu zalom, sorry, that they're in front of, shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of. Or b'seif peik rov the obvious, komash bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomit bar l'kvoidoi, v'ayin sheskola kvod ma'chusoi, melech shetei ma'sech alecha. V'yesh la'ashem Yisrael simcha shenasir etzoyne. So be'etzem, the ma'isa mitzvah, the actual, what's the right word for it, in the actual halach eilech, then l'chura, yes, it would be we're going down lower in a certain sense. The Klal Yisrael is needs the midah seira is the midah that keeps the right. Scale between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Vayistrol Kishazech Lishalev, Kazakh Bisol Yeshub Sukkis, Komadim Ashosh Vigiza Kadish Yisrael Yeshub Sukkis, Chesim and Usa, Sheshem Yisrael Naichem Mohammed Seid Sahara, Usmecham Shemis Baruch, Ushalev Simcha Nikar Chazan Chaseno. So when Klal Yisrael is in this massive Sukkah, because there's some element of being mufka from Mulchamis, they are simcha comes automatically. Anytime a person is under duress, there's a fight going on, something, and so there the person is not besimcha because there's a struggle. Something's going to fall short. Something's going to fall long. It's not pashut. When things are in their place and everything is flowing well, then we have this massive of simcha. So the simcha that Klal Yisrael has is the simcha of having some shaychus and some kesher to the dagger bishalev. So let me just briefly chaz over so get some idea of the flow of it, because it's a little more built up than normally. He's speaking about the Chazal of a Sukkos Teshvus and so on. You do Chazal, and he says over here that the etzem, what happened was with Yaakov Avinu, that you had three phases: being scared of Esav, being vanquishing Esav, and being in a situation where you know you've won, but you don't know what losses you might have shown generate yet. And finally, the phase where he's gone and, you know, it's everything goes back like it was. And it's nothing, you know, the person no longer is scared of anything going awry because everything is beseder. Those are the three phases. And Yaakov Avinu, we see past those phases. Yaakov Avinu Was scared. Yaakov Avinu was victorious, but not fully, in the sense that he could be, one way or another, they could still get to him, so to speak. So whatever it means that the Sash Esav touched his Yikafiru, but he was able to be care. And finally, there's a stage where you complete the Dabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Yaakov Nosa Sukhoisa. It's very interesting. The Pasuk, and this is a side remark, the Pasuk says that the sukkahs were for the bottom were for people, the sukkahs were for Balei Chaim. And you call the makom his sukkahs al shem Balei Chaim. It's strange. Why don't you call it al shem the Mizrach, or whoever sinned in the Mizrach? Like, what's the... And the answer is because Hogufa, the makom of the sukkahs shows the koyach of Yaakov that it could extend further than the house. Our kasha was the mashal: a person builds a house in a dog kennel. He doesn't name it and shame the dog kennel. But the answer is no. Here, this was the direct tzav of it, that he became established, so that's great, that's batim. But he was able to reach out and to include the mikneh as well. That is the extent that shows the kach of Yaakov's power. So the mikneh also batim is a b'china of sukkah, because a bias is that which is megin on everything around. So it means, on a personal level, on a avodistic level, it means permanence of a darga that's inherent in the mid of Yaakov. It has to do with mid of Emes. Klal Yisrael, it calls man, even on Yom Kippur, when they're standing and fighting the Esav, and they're victorious, like the famous Chazal Dida Notzach, they're victorious. That's great. And certainly there's a lot of shevach and ador, but there's no simcha yet, because we don't know what'll be. So tachlis, what's going to happen later? Any place that has, any time you get to a situation where you pass that point and you're confident in yourself, then that's called yishrelev. Because it means your heart is in line, in tune with what's right and what's emes. When you have that sense, you feel that you're not going to do averis because your heart is naturally good, and that's why people have got to have simcha. So on Sukkos, when Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to his darga of being mufka from Esav by going to Sukkos, by building batim and so on, that makom became mufka. So Kaisel has that need and that darga of somebody who's vanquished it, of somebody who no longer fears ra. There's an element of that given over to us, and that's from where our simcha comes on Sukkos, because we start to the Yaakov Avinu's mida post Yom Kippur. We start to the Yaakov Avinu's mida, and we become and the mida of being able to be have the security of being in a bias or in a mik or in a sukkah, at least. That security is more the simcha. And that's why the Zman Zech Vaseinu of Sukkos is shayach, specifically on Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur we vanquished Esav, it means now we can be yoinik from that midah of Yashar Salev, and anything that's come from Yashar Salev doesn't lose it. Yashar Salev means the person is inherently good, not just pushes to good or tries to good. The person is be'etzem toiv, his reaction at toiv, at toiv. That's that darga of tzolim menusa and so on, all those inyanim is nevea directly from Yom Kippur. It's because we have that darga of being through Yaakov, let's say, getting a taste of that yashrus. B'meila, the simcha extends us as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Shetak B'chag B'tzimcha, and remembering again, in the true sense of the word, simcha of a person is when he knows and understands his ruchnius, that it's set, that it's on the right derech, and is not open for, you know, it has strength and weightiness to stay the course naturally, because the person has made himself someone who's naturally doing Ratzon Hashem. That sense is something that keeps a person from going off or doing something wrong, chas v'shalom. Okay, we should be zeicha b'emes to a sukkah, to sukkahs that's mali simcha, a sukkahs that we sense that the Yom Kippur, there's no bigger simcha for Yid than a sense that Yom Kippur is that Yom Kippur is has had an effect on him that extends through sukkahs. If a person that feels that his yontiv is a different yontiv because he still has some of the milas of Yom Kippur, then the person that's tremendous simcha. We went through Yom Kippur and we still have something from it. That the permanence of that, that's more of the simcha. Okay, agutin.